in response to a Justice Department's Office of Professional Responsibility recommendation to consider prosecution of CIA employees and contractors who are alleged to have tortured and abused U.S.-held detainees, Attorney General Eric Holder has appointed federal prosecutor John Durham to lead a new investigation. Durham is already investigating the destruction of CIA videotapes of harsh interrogations of American-held terrorist suspects after being appointed to that job in 2008 by President Bush's Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Holder's appointment of a prosecutor reverses a Bush administration decision not to investigate nearly a dozen cases of prisoner abuse. Under a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by the ACLU, the Obama administration also released a 2004 CIA Inspector General report and memos detailing specific abuses of prisoners. Torture methods included mock executions, threats to kill prisoners' children, rape their mothers, and the use of guns and power drills to intimidate detainees. Documents disclose that one prisoner was beaten to death with a flashlight by a CIA contractor. Holder has stated the investigation will be limited to focusing on whether CIA and contracted interrogators violated Bush anti-torture guidelines. But human rights groups have called on Mr. Holder to broaden the investigation to include Bush administration attorneys and other officials who designed and implemented the torture policies. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with retired CIA officer Ray McGovern, who, during his 27-year career at the agency, briefed Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush. McGovern assesses Attorney General Holder's decision to proceed with a narrow torture investigation conflicting with the mandate of international law for wider accountability.
There's one mischievous sort of canard running around. I was asked, as I had a TV interview with the BBC this afternoon, it goes like this: well, won't this damage the morale of agency operatives? Won't this make them more hesitant in the future to do these kinds of things? And they said, well, second question, yeah, but do you think that's not a good thing? I'd like them to be more hesitant, you know? I'd like them to reflect on the fact that there are U.S. laws as well as international laws against war crimes, because that's what torture is, a war crime.
Attorney General Eric Holder's decision to appoint a prosecutor to investigate nearly a dozen cases where CIA interrogators and contractors may have violated U.S. and international laws prohibiting torture and abuse of prisoners is said to be very narrow. And if you were to be advising Eric Holder or the President of the United States about where this investigation should go, how would you justify giving a prosecutor a wide range to do the right thing in all areas, including holding to account former Bush administration lawyers Jay Bybee and John Yoo, the guys who created some of these blatantly illegal guidelines for abusing and torturing prisoners?
From my point of view, if you don't investigate, and if the evidence is persuasive, if you don't prosecute those who were guilty of these very grievous war crimes, then they're going to happen again. Now, let me quote Walter Mondale, because he was asked this question again in late April. He said, holding people responsible in some way for what happened is very important. If the verdict here is that you can do these kinds of things and there are no consequences, then that leaves a precedent. And I've been around in Washington long enough to know what that means. Because there are lots of bad precedents. It's like leaving a loaded pistol on a kitchen table. You don't know who's going to pick it up and pull the trigger. There need to be consequences for violating the law. So that's the broad issue. And I think that even though this investigation is described as a very narrowly focused one on the CIA employees and contractors who went beyond guidance, the very flexible guidance of the Department of Justice, I think it's not going to be possible to hold it to that, and that by and large it's going to expand into the Department of Justice lawyers who authorize these torture techniques, including waterboarding. And if people have the courage, they will see. And please remember where you heard this first, if this is the first time you heard this. They will see that the President of the United States authorized torture by executive memo dated February 7, 2002. That was a two-page memo signed by George W. Bush in felt-tip pen with strokes an inch and a half long and wide. It's on the web. Look it up. Just put in George W. Bush torture, February 7, 2002. That's where George Bush said, we don't have to pay attention to the Geneva protections as far as Taliban and Al-Qaeda detainees are concerned. Now, the Senate Armed Forces Committee did a thorough investigation of this. In December of last year, they said that memo of February 7, 2002, opened the door to all the abuses that followed.
Do you think that the appointment of John Durham, a federal prosecutor from Connecticut, to do the work of the prosecutor here on these torture cases will have in his scope President Bush and Vice President Cheney when it comes to who gave the ultimate orders here?
Well, he won't initially. Right now, his instructions are just to look at the folks that exceeded the Department of Justice guidelines. But those guidelines were so flexible. You know, those guidelines boil down to the fact that you could do anything you wanted to a detainee as long as you didn't cause either death or major organ failure, okay? And so telling a detainee that you're going to have his wife or his mother violated in front of you, or telling a detainee that you're going to kill his children, well, does that fit within the guidelines? Well, it's not expressly forbidden. It doesn't result in death. It doesn't result in major organ failure. So I can see a CIA guy saying, well, must be okay. Must be okay to bring an electric drill into the interrogation and turn it on and put it about an inch from a guy's head. That must be okay because I'm not causing death and I'm causing major organ failure. So it's going to be very, very messy, but I just hope that this fellow Durham, who's been over a year looking into the destruction of the CIA tapes of these interrogation sessions, I just hope that he's a principled lawyer, because that's what we need, a gutsy, independent lawyer with integrity and with a devotion to our Constitution, which, you know, used to be a very blessed thing and still is to a lot of the rest of us.
That was retired CIA officer Ray McGovern, co-founder of the group Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Read McGovern's articles online at consortiumnews.com.